Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. John Cougar Mellencamp bringing us back. The Heartland rock and roll there. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book. Anita Rosen is here. AnitaRosen.com is how you can find all the things that she does, including all of her books and what she does for her customers, including a link to the new ebook, Project Management. Right, Anita?
Correct.
So check that out. And they can find it on Amazon right now? Is it on Amazon right now?
Yep.
Book? Okay, good. So check it out. Okay, we're talking about project management. We're talking about how some of the steps. We started out with the concept, and we went to vetting the idea. Now what do we do? What's the next step?
Well, and then you do some research on the idea. Is anyone else doing the idea?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's great about search engines. Put it in and find out. I know with myself, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'll come up with an idea, and I'll say, oh, that's a great idea, and I start writing my business plan. And I'll use something like PowerPoint because it just makes me outline it. I don't mm-hmm. need to be writing in depth. So I'll start outlining what I think the idea is, and I use PowerPoint as an outlining tool
mm-hmm.
because it makes me keep it brief and an outline. And I'm not writing paragraphs. I'm not writing a novel.
And it's easy pages to handle, too. I mean, you click
right.
and click, and you can go from one, you can put one idea on one page and one idea on the other and
right.
click
so
back
and
it's forth.
Just, I'm
it's
just not a... You know, 30 years ago, people would use index cards to write this. Now
right.
we use PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to write the briefest idea. And then once I have an idea of what that is, I get online and see, is anyone else doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And how are they doing it? And is there from what I want to do, is there a hole in the, you know, I'm looking as an entrepreneur, is there a hole in the market or is this full?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been things like, oh, I got the best idea because
right.
I'll see something and say, there's a better way of solving this.
Also,
well, now I want to see, has anyone else, you know, is the problem that there's a bunch of people that are solving this idea, but none of them have gotten enough market traction that people are using it, or is it that no one's solving the
problem? And that's what I call a niche of a niche.
Right.
You fill a niche of a niche. But here's something that's really important to stick in here, Anita. Another thing that you're looking for in this due diligence that she's talking about, this research, make sure, because you're going to come up with a name, you're going to come up with subtitles, you're going to come up with words you're going to be using, you're going to come up with a product that you're going to create. Make sure that you know enough about what everybody else is doing so that you don't infringe on anybody.
Well, you want to see, is there a hole in the market? Are you going to be going into the market and there's going to be a lot? Or are you a regional person and there's no one in your region?
Mm-hmm.
There are some people, just think about it from a global point of view. One of the richest men in Russia, one of the richest men, probably the richest man in China, didn't come up with any idea. They looked over at America and they said, oh, look what Amazon is doing. Look what Google is doing. You
yeah.
look at what Yahoo is doing.
Mm-hmm.
No one's doing it in my country. I could do exactly. I'm going to steal their business plan and do it in my country, and they become very,
really,
very rich.
They're really
doing
good
it.
At that too, by the way.
Pardon?
They're really good at stealing things.
Right, but they didn't actually steal their code. They stole their idea.
Right.
And they implemented it in their country and became very rich. Well, you can do something also on a regional level. You go on vacation to California. You go on vacation to someplace else, and you go, oh wow, that was really good. They don't have that where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back and say, hey, maybe if I do it in my region where they don't have this, people will like that. But then you just can't do it. You have to sit down and say, will people like that in my region?
Right.
And how do I need to modify it for my region?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can steal ideas from other regions that aren't in your region, and you're still being, you know, if it's not in your area... You can be very innovative in
mm-hmm.
your area.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what's after the research? What's next?
So that's stage one concept. Once
mm-hmm.
you've gone through that and said, okay, this is my demographics. This is the marketplace. There is a hole in the marketplace. I think we can do this. Mm-hmm. Now the next one is, how much is it going to cost? And you don't sit there and do, you know, is this going to cost me a little bit? Is this going to cost me a lot? You just want to get a big picture idea of how much it's going to cost in that first stage. And then, so it depends upon what you're doing. In my example, I talk about building a mobile app. Mm-hmm. Is it out there and I just need to modify it, or do I have to hire someone and build it from scratch? Mm-hmm. And find out. Now you have an idea of what you're going to build. How much is that going to
now
cost?
Now you got to start building your financial models.
And just big mm-hmm. picture. Mm-hmm. You know,
not how much is the insurance going to be or the rent, but what's it going to be to put this together?
Right. Just get a big picture. Are we talking mm-hmm. about $100, $1,000, $100,000, $1,000,000? What are we talking about? You want to get, you know, do I have the money?
Project Management is the book. Anita, thanks for being here. Come back. Let's talk some more about this in the future.
Okay. My pleasure.
It's on Amazon, folks. Check it out by Anita Rosen. Got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.